Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Radio 92.9 The Game.
Again, in my defense, that's the leading off situation. Batting first did not work out. I just want to give the reference point. Back to you, Carl.
What a win, guys. Go Braves. This is exciting. It's fun. This is what postseason baseball is all about. It's Dukes and Bell. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And Braves are up 2-0. What's going to happen in game 3? I don't know. But Charlie Morton is our best pitcher, okay, has been, and he's starting in game 3, Mike. Here's what's crazy about the Braves real quick, and then we're going to get into some college football. Ed Ogeron out at the end of the season at LSU, and we'll talk more about the Dogs. But in game 1, okay, 14 strikeouts, no walks, and we won. Game 2, last night, Braves pitchers walked 9 Dodgers. We hit a batter, and we won. Mike, that usually doesn't happen.
No.
And so when you don't necessarily pitch the way that you want, but yet you're still able to find a way to win, guys, it tells you something's going on with this team, man. And I know that the heroics late, that matters, but I'm telling you, last night if you said we had 9 walks and we're going to win the game, I would have said, no way, not against this team.
No, 3 walks for Ian Anderson, obviously a tough first inning. You could tell he just did not have his A game. So we get into a situation where, like, yikes, this could be really ugly. But the Braves' bullpen did a fantastic job. And the way that Snitker used the bullpen, which made sense, which you could say Dave Roberts, the way he used his bullpen made no sense. You know, using Urias out of the bullpen, he's a starter now. I know you can say, well, once a closer, always a closer. Well, no, he's not. And Bill Plaschke, who's been crapping on Atlanta, wrote a big article crapping on Dave Roberts, saying that there's no logic behind it. It's hard to get your head around those moves, the way you have guys, whether you want to go lefty-lefty, you have setup men, the perfect setup, and you didn't do it. But that's a them problem, just as we discussed with Squidbilly last segment. The aggressiveness on the base pass, forcing the Dodgers to make plays. You get the home run, and they got 3 other hits in the whole game. That's it. Eddie Rosario had the same amount of hits as the Dodgers last night.
Yeah, I mean, Rosario, it's crazy.
One man gang.
I mean, it's crazy to think. But that's, I just want to say, to put that in perspective, we're going to strike out 14 times in game 1. We're not going to have no walks. We're not going to have any walks. And we're going to win. No, you're not. That's how. We found a way, and we did last night as well. More on our Braves, guys, as we get ready for Game 3 tomorrow. We are 2 games away from getting back to the World Series. And I will say this. I know many of you, maybe you're just tuning in. We were here last year. We were. But I said there's no team in the history of Major League Baseball that has ever done that 2 years in a row, meaning come back from a 2-0 deficit, whether it was the same team like it is this year with the Dodgers and Braves, or was another team. So it's never been done in a 7-game series. Odds are on our side, but we got to go win. Let's get to the Dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the Dogs.
It is brought to you by our friends at BrightBox.
Yeah, man, you spell it with a B and an R and an I and a T and an E. BrightBoxElectrical.com. Get the ultimate man cave, guys. Whether you want to do multiple TVs, you want to do automation, control your home from your smartphone, how about a generator so you never have to worry about the power going out? They got all that stuff. Anything electrical, go to BrightBoxElectrical.com.
All right, Chris gave a great tease, so we want to start there. Then we'll dive into the Dogs because it was a great win over the weekend. Another electric atmosphere in Athens. The mailman delivered. But Ed Ogeron is stepping away, and can we hear the Ogeron cut before we hear what might happen at LSU? Because Coach O was asked about leaving LSU. They've come to an agreement. They're going to pay him out. He'll coach the rest of the season, and then he's done, and LSU will be looking, or maybe they already have, a new head football coach. Here's Coach O.
I'm honored that I got to be the head coach at LSU. This administration has treated me with class, with dignity. The whole time that I've been here, they've given me everything that we needed to have success. I met with the players today. It's the first time that I get to talk to the players before I wanted to talk to you. But I am happy that I can be the coach of the LSU Tigers towards the end of the season. And I promise you this, we're not going to blink. I'm glad we beat Florida. Tomorrow's going to be Tell the Truth Monday. And we're going to be on to Ole Miss. And I'm going to take it one day at a time. But I'm always going to appreciate my time here. I have no regrets.
Yeah, there's an interesting article that just came out in The Athletic, and it's written by the beat reporter who covers LSU named Brody Miller.
Yeah.
And it came out Sunday, and it basically, in essence, and I'm reading it right now, it says he lost track of who he was inside Ed Orgeron's fall from the celebrated son of Louisiana to a coaching pariah. And in a nutshell, Carl, and I know that some guys will say this is some subjects which shouldn't be broached in an article, but it basically says his life got unraveled with his divorce. And that he lost sight of what matters most, and he basically, you know, he's the biggest man in the state, and he enjoyed being the biggest man in the state and took his eye off the prize, in essence.
I can believe that.
In some cases, you know, like, again, you need a good woman to anchor you. I think you and I know the benefits of that,
Yeah.
And I think a lot of guys out there do, but there's a lot to it, but that's one of the details that comes out in the article.
I can believe that, Mike. I mean,
lost track of who he was, what made him what he was.
Yeah, everybody deals with personal adversity differently, whether you're going through a divorce, God forbid you lose a child. I mean, seriously, all these things that we just, you know, everyday life is not perfect. So when you go through some of this stuff, everybody, it affects people differently. And I can believe that. I don't know, again, all the facts, but if you were to tell me that was part of what was going on, I certainly could buy into that. And it also may play into some of the other things that we've heard about, why, you know, where Ed would be out and hit on women. And then, you know, some of that stuff got back to the board about his behavior and how he was acting. Maybe he was acting out because the other stuff that was going on in his life. Right. Either way, they're moving on. So, Chris, let's bring in Turtle into this conversation, because you said you know who the candidates are, right?
Yeah, so the top candidate that's been floated out is Jimbo Fisher at A&M. And he took to the podium today to either light a fire under or dispel these rumors. Let's take a listen.
I'm going to say this right now, it's in October right now. I love being here. This is the job I want. I'm being here. I got a great contract. I have an unbelievable chancellor, have an unbelievable president, unbelievable AD, that we're building something. We're recruiting great players. I really believe we're on the process of building something great. I plan on being here and fulfilling this contract and doing everything. My family has roots here. I got ranches here. I hunt here. I love everything about this place. And I say that because, listen, there's nothing going on there. There's nothing happening there. And I don't be disrespectful to anybody else. I coached there. It was a great place. We won national championships. It is one of the best, you know, best places in America. It's a wonderful place. I love being an A&M, and I plan on being an A&M here and fulfilling my whole contract. I love everything about this place.
There you go. Professing his love, Carl, for the maroon and white.
What's the buyout, Chris? What's the buyout?
There was an article. I'm sorry to cut you off, Carl. Go ahead, Chris, if you know.
No, you're fine.
But there was an article that we read where, unless they change the language in this newest contract extension, he could walk away like scot-free.
Okay. Because, honestly, I hear Jimbo.
It's 90. Before we even start, guys, it's $95.5 million.
And there you go. That's what I'm talking about. I hear Jimbo, and he can state all of those things. At the end of the day, it's about the check you'd have to cut. That's too much. I don't care who you are.
And it's LSU, and again, the state of Louisiana. I guess, you know, Carl, nobody in Louisiana would go to school because it'd be paying for coaches, contracts to be bought out to get them over there to Baton Rouge.
Here's the thing, and if I'm LSU and they're AD and where I'm looking, you know, Mike, there is a lot of young and upcoming coaches. The problem is everybody wants to go get the big established guy who's won, you know, and here's the thing. I don't – know what happens. I've said this on the national show. I think Luke Fickell ends up at USC, but Luke Fickell's gonna leave Cincinnati. He's gonna have the pick of his jobs. Okay. And I don't know if LSU is gonna be interested, but that's a guy that right now, Mike, is winning. And what if I told you guys that two teams that met in a Peach Bowl last year are now the number one and number two teams in the country and could meet potentially for a national championship? You'd call me crazy. That's where Cincinnati is, the number two team in the country right now. I think Luke Fickell's going to have his pick of jobs. I don't know if LSU's going to get involved, but I'm just saying, Mike, there's a bunch of guys that you can go to. You don't need to pay Jimbo Fisher $90 million. Buyout and go get that and make that happen.
So this is really interesting too, by the way, guys. So this contract clause is a one-sided clause, and it's only paid out if A&M fires its coach for on-field performance before the end of the deal. So he actually could perceivably walk away.
That's what I was talking about. Remember you and I were talking about this a few months ago when he got the extension?
Yeah.
And I looked, and because you got to go back like 3 or 4 years to find these contract articles. But basically, it was so one-sided, the language written by Jimmy Sexton, who is super agent to the coaches and Stars. And so, that's why Texas A&M people literally have a fluctuating sphincter right now, because based on what I could read, he could walk away.
But we're going to reach out to get Jimmy on. It's been a while, but Jimmy, you're right, Mike. He reps basically all the big-time coaches, and see if we can get something from Jimmy. That's interesting, because this job is going to be – they're going to feel it, obviously, but we might not know until the end of the season. But my guess is they're already working on that as we speak. You don't do this and then not have a plan. It's Dukes and Bell. Let's talk about the Dogs, Mike. What'd you see Saturday? What a dominant performance.
Oh, my. I mean, dude, this defense, dude, is just unbelievable. They're coming at you in waves. And so, you know, when Jordan Davis is getting, like, triple-teamed and double-teamed, and I said it earlier, they had a guy 342 pounds. They're chipping in with – they almost had 700 pounds of man meat trying to stop this guy from breaking in like the Kool-Aid man. The only thing that Kentucky got going for them was the quick hits. They would not let Georgia get into the set. You know how Georgia on defense, Carl, does with the old Tom Landry Cowboys used to do on offense?
Yeah.
The whole offensive line would step
shift
up. And well, they didn't give Georgia time to do those sorts of things, so they got into their play count really quick in the play clock, I should say. Quick hits out to the flat. But for the most part, you know, even then, they only three trips to the red zone, and one was at the end of the game with the timeout with some of the backups in there for Georgia, which, of course, cost me the 22 points. But anyway, I digress. But the big story is Stetson Bennett. One thing I noticed, I was sitting on like 12th row on the 15-yard line behind the Georgia bench, and I read Seth Emerson wrote about it, and I think our guys in Dog Nation wrote about it too. He does not look comfortable, Bennett. Stetson in the pocket. He's much better moving around. When he moves around, he just seems to just hit guys in stride. In the pocket, he just doesn't seem to do that. So I know that I'm nitpicking, because he still threw for 250 yards and three touchdowns, but that's just something I saw.
He is, and this is why you don't change, he is completing 70% of his passes. Just so you guys know, if you're completing over 60%, you're having a good year. He's got 841 yards, 12 touchdowns, and zero picks in his four starts. He threw a pick, but he didn't start that game. That was the game we were fussing about. Why is Stetson coming in a situation where he played a series, threw a pick, and then Bennett came back? In his four starts, he's been great. So that's why you don't change. And then as far as Jordan Davis, he's the most disruptive player in college football. And that alone needs to be looked at and said, if he's the most disruptive and he's the guy that makes this defense go, why is he not involved in the Heisman conversation? Mike, you just talked about double, triple team. It doesn't matter.
Right.
Dude's not moving, and he's still making plays. I think this defense is going to lead them to the national championship, but Jordan Davis is the key. More on the Dogs, guys. They get a week off, and then it's Florida, and we know that game is always huge. And as I said earlier, you going to let Florida ruin your year? Hey,
hell no. Sorry. I know that was a rhetorical question, but I answered that anyway.
Hey, coming up, we got more to dive into. More on the Braves with our buddy Paul Byrd. What did he make of that craziness last night? Paul Byrd joins us next. You want to go see our Hawks, guys, opening night? Well, we've got a pair of tickets for you. State Farm Arena, Hawks taking on the Mavs. It's Thursday, October 21st. Caller 9 right now. We're going to give you Hawks tickets. 404-741-0929. 404-741-0929. Caller 9, Chris will get you on the phone. You're going to see the Hawks on Thursday night. Paul Byrd next. It is Dukes and Bell. We're going to talk to our man Paul Byrd coming up here in just a second. Cliff Bratcher from Oxford won the tickets to go see our Hawks on Thursday night, opening night against the Mavs. Cliff, thank you for listening to Dukes and Bell and Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll be giving you more opportunities, guys, over the next few days to win tickets, and not only to our Hawks, but also that big boxing event that is going down at State Farm Arena on Saturday. Paul Byrd, as we bring you in on the WadeFord.com hotline, these last two games, bro. They've been super exciting. Oh, man, Paul Byrd is crazy.
Absolutely nuts. I mean, and even the game to finish out with the Brewers, it's like every game is down to the wire, crazy excitement. You know, you're either throwing stuff in your living room or at the stadium. I can't wait to watch another.
Yeah, Paul, we'll start with the pitching side, because that's, you know, what you did for a living. Ian Anderson didn't have his best stuff, but I was blown away how well the bullpen responded.
Yeah, you know what? And I love what you guys played about what Peterson said, which is, hey, it's not any one guy. So Ian Anderson didn't even give up a run last series. This time he didn't have it. He struggled early a little bit, but the team bounced back. The bullpen picked him up. If one guy falters, it's another guy's turn to make it happen. That happened on the pitching side. That happened offensively. You're seeing it happen defensively. And it's been a really fun team to watch, and I'm waiting to see, hey, who's going to be the next hero? So teams like that, you know, are magical in the playoffs.
Yeah, it's true. The magic, though, has been Freddie Freeman, our best hitter. It's been with other guys like Riley and Jocktober. And so let's talk about Riley specifically, because when you look at his postseason, he's been elite, Paul. I mean, he's hitting, what, 360 with four RBI. He's got two home runs. I mean, this guy's been great.
Yeah, he's unbelievable. Ask Ron Washington. I go, hey, I know you love your guys. Who's the most improved player on defense? He said Riley. When's Kevin Seitzer? I said, who's the most improved player on offense? He says Riley. This guy had to win a job in spring training. And then in April, he was struggling a little bit. Incredible talent. You're waiting for it to catch. It has. This is what you're waiting for. He's an MVP candidate, and now you're finding out that he's also clutch in the playoffs. The big stage is not too much for him, hitting 429. It's not just the average. It's like when you need the double, like, man, back's against the wall. We need a double. We need a homer. He's getting the big hit, and, man, I'm just – so happy for him because he's an incredible interview. He's a great person. He's very humble. Right. And, you know, you're going to need to stay humble because his future is going to have a lot of success in it.
It's Paul Byrd with us, guys, from Bally Sports, a longtime major leaguer, talking about the Bravos now heading out to L.A. with a two-game lead here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Yeah, on the other end of the personality spectrum, from Riley to Jock Peterson, and again, wearing the pearls and just being a bad bee, I believe is the phrase.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just great. And then I was in the chop house, Paul, when that ball – I thought that ball was going to go all the way to the Comcast building. I mean, that was unbelievable. He knew it, obviously, immediately. But his experience in the postseason and his swagger, it seems like it's infectious in that locker room.
It is. He's, you know, he's been there before, and you talk about the difference between the two. It's like, be yourself. You know, the quote, everybody else is taken. There's really something to that. Just be yourself. And I think that's what's so cool about all these guys is there's no act. They're not faking it for, you know, more interviews or whatever. It's sincere. And you see that with Ozzie Albies. You see that with a guy like Riley, who's a little more subdued. And, you know, you see it with some of the Latin guys. You know, Heredia's swinging swords, but that's him. He's hilarious, and he's goofy, and he's out of the box. And I think that's something that Brian Snicker does well, is manage different personalities and not say, hey, everybody has to act like Freddie Freeman. You know, and when you got a team that has a lot of character with those guys, the freedom to be themselves, as Peterson said, a lot of love in the locker room. They can't wait to get to the field. They're having a blast.
In your experience, I mean, when the initial rotation was announced, you know, we went back and forth about Charlie. Should we start him earlier than game three? Now it's almost a luxury, right? You go out there with a 2-0 lead and your best pitcher's on the hill. You could easily, if he pitches the way he has, could easily be up 3-0 in this series. By structuring the rotation the way you did you have an issue with the way Snit did this, or did you guys question it at all?
I didn't, because it doesn't really matter. I don't want to say it doesn't matter totally, but it matters who's hot. And Freed, Ian Anderson were very hot in that last series. Not that Charlie pitched bad by any means. They didn't even give up a run.
Right.
The other guys. So, and then Charlie came back on 3 days rest, and that leaves its mark in the next start. So I do love that he's gotten a little extra rest now, and we're throwing a game three starter who's close to a World Series. Right. He's got the ring. This guy's hungry and is excited to be back in Atlanta. Man, what a great pickup he has been. And you're right. I'm not going to make any predictions, but man, right now, even last night when they were down, I just had this feeling like it's our time.
Right.
Like it's time.
Right.
And we, you know. Yeah, we'll see.
We've said before, I mean, sometimes the best team doesn't always win. I mean, it's the team that's the most clutch, and, you know, the teams yeah. that, and the team that also doesn't beat itself. And what about, for instance, the pitching decisions? Walker Buehler was rested and ready to go. They went with Scherzer on short rest. Then they get into the bullpen. They use Urias. He's getting killed in L.A., by the way, Paul. What did you think of how they handled the bullpen last night by L.A.'s tactics?
So, yeah, I didn't agree with it. You know, and then also this. Credit the Braves for getting hits, because I don't care when you use some of the Dodger pitchers, they're all really, really good, and they had the lead late in the game. They had the lead, and, you know, the Braves hitters came through, and they took chances on the base paths. Ron Washington was a maniac at third base swinging the arms, and something that upsets me a little bit about L.A., and if you're a writer listening to me or you whatever, I want you to hear this. Give the Atlanta Braves credit. Your team's not losing. The Atlanta Braves are winning. They're outplaying you right now. And baseball is a game where you already said it's not the best players that win, it's the best team. And anything can happen in baseball when these guys get excited, the great chemistry, they play above the level maybe. You'll have a guy hitting 220 who's, you know, tearing it up. Rosario in this series is so excited to be here. He's hitting 556. How do you manage against a guy who's hitting 556, right, who's hot with crazy energy and a crowd that's going nuts? That's not easy. So, if you're listening to me, LA, give my guys some credit.
I'm with you. Paul Bird, our guest, guys. Valley Sports, and you guys watch him. Obviously, Braves game 3 tomorrow in L.A. Talking about the aggressiveness, you like it. Is this the way you expected things to be? Did it surprise you with the approach from Snit and specifically Ron Washington to wave guys home?
I thought Wash was aggressive. It's really good. Sometimes you got to go with what brings you. You know, I'm a big proponent of bunting, moving guys over in certain ways.
Paul?
And you got to go for it. And, you know, I do think it was risky, but it worked out. And that's just the way it is. So I think it was beautiful to see. I thought, you know, guys taking second base on the turn. I mean, it was just great to see. It was like, hey, we're going all in on the bottom stock. We're putting all our money on it, and we're going to ride. And I think the fans went nuts on that, and I think it worked to our advantage.
Great stuff. Mm.
Yeah, man, why not us, Paul? Like we said, you know, the Braves had all that stuff, all the weapons, and sometimes they'd go up against a team that was hotter, whether it was in the divisional playoff or in the NLCS. So I think it's time to flip the script. I mean, it's I feel so bad for Ronald Acuna. He's like the number one cheerleader, but obviously, I mean, if we had told you all these dynamics that would have played out, and this team has now, again, got the Dodgers on their heels, it's just unbelievable.
You guys weren't ready for Will Smith to be 2-0 with 3 saves. And
no.
A 0.0 ERA.
No.
And Josh Hader, the best closer in the league, comes in and gives it up to Freeman. It's baseball. Yep. Whoever's hot wins. I'm not going to make any predictions, but I feel really good about this team and what's going on.
It's a great point. Paul Bird, man, we appreciate you, brother. As always, go Braves. We will talk to you here by the end of the week, hopefully, and maybe we're talking about headed to the World Series. Let's keep our fingers crossed. Paul, thank you so much.
Oh, I love it. I love the way you think. Great show, guys. We'll see you.
All right, brother.
All right, man.
Coming up, guys, we got plenty more to dive into. Falcon Reports on the way. Also, we got the coaches show tonight, if you just joining us. Arthur Smith coming off the bye. We'll be joined by Dave Archer in the player segment as well tonight. So we're done at 6. But, Mike, what do we got coming up in Guy Talk?
Oh, man, I got a bunch of stuff from the weekend. Nick Saban is carrying a painful reminder, Carl, of what happened to Alabama in College Station. He talked to the media about that. Also, how did Tom Brady get his team on track to the Super Bowl? He took care of his center, Sweaty Tukas. We'll explain all next.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's time for fun. It's time for guy talk.
Yes! Never mind.
It's time for shenanigans.
Yeah! Yes! Yeah, man. Brought to my buddies at Hoots Wings, Carl, Chicken Wings, and other things. Three locations around Metro Atlanta. They got our Dukes and Bell Hey Man Ale at all three. So again, whether you're watching baseball, football during the week, let the Hoots Wings guys do the cooking and get your, you know, buffalo shrimp, fried pickles, and our beer and take it home, man. Hey, a lot of conversation today about Ed Ogeron, who's moving on. They've agreed to part ways out in Baton Rouge. Got some of the news, Carl, about the money he's going to receive is a full buyout, just under $17 million, over 18 installments through December 2025. So Ed will have some walk-around money while he figures out the next chapter of his life. We spoke about the article in The Athletic and had a chance to read some more during the commercial break. Basically, he lost track of who he was and what made him good from the national championship to now, one source telling The Athletic. And in a nutshell, Chris was talking about this earlier in Guy Talk, I should say in Yeah Man, No Man, that Carl, apparently he got divorced and his wife really was the anchor who kept him. He was kind of a wild man, had issues with alcoholism and kind of really got after it. And she was kind of, you know, the rock. And then when they get divorced 6 weeks after the national championship, he basically, you know, is like, hey, I'm the king of Louisiana, and would even bring like women and their kids to practice. And it became a distraction where even the players were talking about this stuff. So it seems like Ed was kind of like falling back to some old bad habits in a nutshell.
Yeah, if you don't have family members to rely on or close friends that you can trust, you know, you feel like maybe you're alone in this, and then you start just wilding out. I mean, that's what it comes down to, Mike. And so that may have cost him, along with, again, not winning. One begets the other, though, right? I mean, if you're doing those kind of things and you're not focused at the prize at hand, then you're not going to win on the field. So if those things are going on and then you aren't focused and now your coaching staff is crap and your kids are not responding, all of that is a trickle effect, and it's going to play out the way it did.
I'll put the link up again. It's a pay-for-play with The Athletic if you don't have it. But there's also some stuff in there about, you know, viral photos of him in bed with women, which, again, got the athletic department upset. There was also apparently some comments, political comments, Carl, during the election year that fractured the locker room, and they said a poorly handled racial inequality protest. So then there was a bunch of guys, and I'm not saying that was what Jamar and some of the other guys decided to opt out, but a bunch of guys decided to either move on or opt out, and they said that some of this was the component in the locker room where he lost part of the locker room. In Louisiana State.
Yeah. I think over the next, you know, between now and the end of the season, we're going to hear a lot more about what some of the reasons are And then you just got to kind of connect the dots. But, Mike, all of what you're saying and that article kind of makes sense. Mm. To the extent and the details, I don't know if we'll ever know. But if you just told me these are the things that were going on and this is why we're here, it makes sense.
It is kind of interesting that there's all these articles that are out there that came out where, you know, you'd be a woman in your truck and all of a sudden here comes Ed Ogeron jockeying by in short shorts and no shirt on and going, "You look like you're in great shape. You want to go work out at the gym?" It's like, what? I'm married with children. That doesn't matter. So these are all these stories that are out there. And again, if half of it's true, it's all contributed, I guess, to his downfall. Either way, they're moving on. Hey, man, another story, and this is Nick Saban, and he has his job, and he'll have it as long as he wants over in Alabama. Did lose to A&M. Of course, Jimbo saying 15,000 times in a 120-second soundbite that he does want to stay in College Station, not go to LSU. But while they beat Alabama, the fans rushed the field. It was a historic win for the Aggies. Well, Nick Saban now is carrying a scar from that. Take a listen.
You know, I've said this before, we're in the entertainment business. There's a lot of people that come to the games. They've got a lot of passion and excitement for what they do. Hopefully, as institutions and fans, we'll always do that in a positive way. And I still got a big bruise on my arm here from, you know, what happened after the Texas A&M game. And I can always just look at that as a reminder to what it feels like to be in that situation and motivate myself to try to do a better job with our players.
Wow. So he's going to show his forearm. Look what happened to me because of you. Because you you failed me. I've got a welt.
You,
never again.
You will never, Darth Vader, you will never fail me again.
Not on my watch, pal. So, yeah, I would not like to have Nick Saban waving his bruised arm in front of me if I'm dogging it at practice. But anyway, like, everything's master motivation with Nick Saban. But what do you make of that? So we always see the state troopers that are with these coaches. And, you know, when you got, like, thousands of kids, there's only so much in. You're going to get hit in the fracas, it sounds like.
Yeah, again, Nick's not hurt. He's not bothered by this. He's just making this up to make it out to be something more than what it is. Yeah, I agree. That's all this is. I mean, Nick's been around too long, Mike, to make this out to be something. And it's not a big deal, but I got this scar.
I mean, you know, needless to say, it's not going to look good if state troopers start wailing on guys with, like, nightsticks and stuff as they're trying to get towards the coach. And these are kids and, you know, young undergraduates that are tuned up. It's rushing the field. It is what it is.
You know what this bruise looks like? I saw it from when I was pulling this audio. You know how players get those suction cup treatments now?
Yeah.
You see them all over the place.
Cupping.
That's what his bruise looks like. I wonder if there was a little bit of a bruise enhancement going on.
What, I mean, was somebody getting a hickey? I mean, somebody jumped on a coach's arm? And
so maybe he went back to that machine and said, you know what? Let's spruce this up a little bit. I got a press conference.
Look at
in
this.
20 minutes.
It's been 10 days and this bruise won't heal because you idiots couldn't give me four quarters of football. Meanwhile, Lane Kiffin and a lot of people are going tisk tisk for Tennessee. Obviously, it was a controversial finish. Some people saw Tennessee got jobbed. Debris raining down on the field and a lot of stuff aimed at Lane Kiffin, including a golf ball, vape pens, keys. Well, how are you going to get home if you're throwing your keys on the field? But anyway, Lane Kiffin did grab the golf ball, and he's going to keep that as a souvenir. But obviously, bad look for the folks up in Knoxville. They were pretty fired up.
Yeah, it was. It was SEC commish Greg Sankey put out a statement. The AD at Tennessee put out a statement. It was a great 48 minutes, and, yeah. You know, up until the last moments. I understand why Tennessee fans are PO'd. I do, and I would have been too. I thought they got jobbed. I thought they got the first down. I don't know if they win the game, but I do think the momentum was shifting as they were going to go down and try to score, and then, you know, who knows what happens. Point is, they hate Lane. We know why they hate Lane, and this gave them more reason to hate Lane. My question is, who the hell brings a full bottle of mustard to the game?
Because
threw mustard bottles as well.
That was one of the objects. And again, I mean, I guess you're not getting enough single servings in those packets when you buy your hot dog. I'm going to bring my own mustard to the game, Rocky Top. So what a bunch of mutants. I mean, of all the things, like, seriously, Carl, you got any biscuits to sell in there? I'm going to put some mustard on it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not to paint with a broad brush, but anyway, these are all objects that were collected on the field. Meanwhile, another... went out about the Super Bowl season for Tampa Bay. This is one I think you and I might want to take a look at. A Season in the Sun, the inside story of Bruce Arians, Tom Brady, and the making of a champion. It's going to drop, I guess, this week. Well, one of the things that comes up in the book, Carl, and I'm reading a synopsis of it from the New York Post, is the world-famous, legendary Tom Brady attention to detail, including telling on tape, hey, if I turn my head a little bit to the right and my neck starts to sag, that means the ball's going to sail. All the things with his, you know, how his mechanics that they got to watch out. Take my cadence, make sure I'm telling plays. And then simple things like, look, I don't want to have to put my hand on a football that's all wet because my center's got a swamp ass, you know, boot, you know, booty. So he has long detested, as many other quarterbacks had, when the center has got a sweat-soaked buttocks because it moistens the hands and then there's a chance for the ball coming out wrong. So they said that they're going to shove a towel down your blank and put powder everywhere, the quarterback telling his center, what's his name, Jensen. So they started, they used different, at one time they were going to use an adult diaper on Jensen to try to keep things dry down there. But again, everyone was like, listen, whatever Tom Brady wants, Tom Brady gets. So they got like two towels shoved down the back of this guy's keister and enough baby powder when he lead over. Puffs of smoke, apparently, Carl, would come out.
Wow. So when's this thing going to be aired?
It's a book. It's an old-fashioned
book. Okay,
okay. Yeah. It's Lars Anderson is the co-author of this thing. It's with Bruce Arians, and I believe it's out this week. So
Arians co-authored it. Okay, correct. Gotcha. Yeah, so listen, man, I would definitely check it out. Definitely.
Yeah, man, I'm like, you know, a little secret sauce, see what goes on behind the scenes. Hey, man, it's a Monday. Let's see what we did on Wall Street today. All right, buddy boy, it's brought to you by our friends at Alliance Tax Solutions. Get the IRS off your back. NASDAQ notching a fourth day of gains as investors await key earnings, according to CNBC. Dow Jones just down 36. S&P was up 15. NASDAQ was up 12 points. Again, guys, the deadline just came and went for the extension for your taxes. Whether you're a business owner or just John Q. Public, man, get the IRS off your back. Get a solution that works. Go to AllianceTaxSolutions.com. Some really famous birthdays. If you got a birthday today, Mike Ditka turns 82 today. Carl?
Yeah, what is old Ditka doing these days, man?
Playing poker at his clubhouse outside Chicago and just kind of being an old guy. You know, he kind of snapped, didn't he? Kind of crossed it over pretty quick.
He did. I was going to say he went from being normal to get off my lawn.
It happened like that. Jean-Claude Van Damme is 61. Not exactly a great thespian, but the guy could obviously do some kickboxing out there. Jazz great Wynton Marsalis is 60. That's for Arthur, our old producer.
Yeah.
Neo is 42, R&B singer and songwriter. He's written a bunch of hit songs, too. He's got a birthday today. Lindsey Vonn, Hubba Hubba, is 37. She's about
is she still dating the hockey guy?
I think her and P.K. Subban split up.
Okay, they're over. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. They have. Martina Navratilova is 65. Thomas the Hitman Hearns is 63.
Wow.
If you have no chance to watch the Kings documentary about the great boxers from that era.
Four Kings, yeah.
Yeah, man, it's good stuff. Former Brave Jerry Royster is 69 today. Big Bob Whitfield. We got to get Bob on the show. Remember, we had him in studio a couple years back. Bob
is crazy.
50.
He's Big crazy.
Bob-o. Hey, man, you got a birthday today. You share it with Chuck Berry, George C. Scott, Peter Boyle, Keith Jackson, and, oh, yeah, Lee Harvey Oswald. Hey, it's my brother's birthday today, by the way, Carl, up in New York. So part of, NYPD, they papered his SUV yesterday, right, knowing he was going to come out of work today because he works the night shift.
Yeah.
And they did things like... Happy bar mitzvah. What is the Spanish like girls' 16th-year-old celebration? They had those things on this card, too. They love my...
Quinceañera, yep. Quinceañera. Yeah, I believe...
How do you pronounce it, Chris? Well, anyway,
that would be a quinceañera.
Thank you.
Well, they covered my brother's SUV when he came out of the precinct this morning. He's well-loved at the precinct. But happy birthday to my kid brother, Andy.
That's awesome, man. Happy birthday, Andy. He was just down here, wasn't he, during the summer?
Yeah. Hey, and man, Sam Tarley's birthday today as well, producer for Middays, our good buddy Brian Gephardt.
He owes me money. Hey, man, we got plenty more to get to. I'm joking, Sam. Happy birthday. Falcon Report's on the way. We've got more Braves conversation. If you're just joining us, this thing is crazy. And the Braves have everything moving towards them winning this series. We're going to explain coming up.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.